Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. All week we've been talking about your amazing mind, and today we're going to be talking about brainstorming beyond the brain. We talked about the difference between the brain and the mind, and we've talked about how the brain is like the storage capacity of the computer and the mind is like the web browser. Well, in brainstorming, what you're trying to do is go beyond the brain. You're trying to get past your first answers. You're trying to get past the known and into the unknown. And usually this is done with great enthusiasm and lots of jumping up and down and squeezy toys and colorful things and admonitions like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There's no stupid ideas, only stupid people, or something like that. And the idea is to get past the inner critic, to get past the inner judge, to get past the outer judge, and to get into the flow of new ideas. And when it works, it's because you get out of the brain, you actually go beyond the brain, into the mind, into the place where new ideas can come. And when it doesn't work, it's because you never really get out of the brain. So here's an analogy for the difference between brainstorming from the brain and brainstorming from beyond the brain. Think of the brain like a faucet or a tap if you live in the UK. So when you turn it on, stuff comes out. When you turn it off, stuff stops coming out. So when we go to our brain, it's like trying to turn on the tap. So, okay, what's the answer to this? So if I ask you the name of the street that you grew up on, that probably turns on the tap and boom, you can tell it. If I ask you to tell me about some of the funny things you did when you grew up, that turns on the tap even wider, and probably some memories start to come to mind of funny things that happened while you were growing up. But the deeper creativity that we look for when we're brainstorming, when we're trying to find new ideas, actually comes from the mind, not the brain. It comes from beyond the known. And that's less like a faucet and more like a river. So imagine that there's a river inside you, and it's always flowing, but you don't know where it's going to flow. You don't have it mapped out because it flows different places depending on what you're thinking about when you get in it. Now, when you jump into that river, it will take you downstream, but you don't know where it will take you. So if I ask you for some new ways that you can grow your business, for a few ways that you could improve your relationship, for some new ideas about how we could change the world, first, probably the first answers that will come up will probably be from the faucet, will probably be from the tap. They'll be good ideas that you've heard or thought about before. But if you dive into the river, if you jump into the unknown and let yourself be carried, which might not be so exciting and bouncy as a brainstorming session, it might be quieter, it probably will be, it'll be more reflective. Something new will come to mind. And then if you stay in the river, something new will come to mind. And if you don't jump out and make sure, oh my gosh, I want to remember this, and you stay in the unknown, something new will come to mind. So today's experiment is a simple one. Choose something that you'd genuinely like to get some new ideas about. Jump into the river. Notice that the first thing that'll probably happen is the faucet will turn on and you'll start getting ideas and memories and good ideas. And then jump into the river and see where it takes you. And then you can write about it on the Inside Out community. Have fun. Learn heaps. I'll talk to you next week.